Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Serena Jackson, please?
Yeah.
All right, then. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, African-American or black, or mixed race with black, Hispanic or
Latino,
Asian?
I'm black.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
57.
Okay. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
All right. All right, and please rate your level of motivation for voting on this upcoming presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
All right, thank you. All right, and thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, and all right, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 80 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. You may use any number between from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one would be Project 2025, from 0 to 100. What number would you give him, ma'am?
Oh, say it again.
Project 2025.
Oh, I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, no, nothing. What about Tammy Baldwin?
What about her?
How do you feel about Tammy Baldwin from 0 to 100? Remember, 0 is unfavorable, and 100
I don't know
means
too much about her either. I think she a rhino. I don't know too much about her either.
So no opinion or never?
Yeah, no opinion.
Her?
No.
All
opinion.
Right, J.D. Vance.
No opinion.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
What? 100 being what?
Very favorable, warm and favorable. And 0 means
zero.
Not favorable.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. Donald Trump.
100.
100.
That's correct.
Kamala Harris.
Zero.
Zero. The Democratic Party.
Zero.
And the Republican Party.
100.
100. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Who would I vote for? Trump.
Trump. Okay. All right, okay, now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it's not all convincing reason to vote in a 2024 presidential election, but you can use any number, okay, from 0 to 10. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and mega extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. He could do with the second term. But we do know that, you know, that he has promised to be a dictator day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. Would you say that's not all convincing reasons, somewhat convincing, or very convincing reason to vote in the elections?
That's not convincing at all, because that's a lie.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10? What number would you give it?
A zero.
Zero, okay.
It's a lie.
All right. The other one says Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who is, you know, in return, take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more a rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Not convincing.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
A zero.
Okay. All right. Elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump-packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe versus Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities. Rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. Would you say not all convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Zero.
All right, and the last one says, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of a history of slavery and racism in the country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want, you know, the history of our children to learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, in your opinion?
Not convincing.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. And sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, okay? But once again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just the Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
All right. Thank you. All right. And then once again, please rate me your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
I think I already did that, 10.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you didn't change your mind, okay, and that your answers are still the same. All right, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for her for president. Okay, you might use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, in November, we have a simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As a district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Okay, Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she will do it again in November. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. 0, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As the Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Zero.
All right, and the last one say, this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just, the first woman as woman president, but also the first black woman president.
She's not black.
But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means, a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give a voice to new generations that fighting for change, opportunity, and justifying for all in a country that sorely needs it. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Zero.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, okay? But once again, one more. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Donald J. Trump.
All right, thank you. Okay, and once again, please write me your level of motivation, on this year's presidential and congressional election, November scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you may choose any number.
Zero,
not all motivated. Okay, and switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My master's degree.
Master's degree. And are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And all right, Mama, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening, ma'am. Appreciate your help.
Bye-bye. Too.